Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 1st of March, 2014. It was on this day, 1872, Yellowstone was named a national park. Trappers and explorers had written about the area for years, and they were not believed. Their stories about petrified trees and water shooting up out of the ground and boiling mud. Because of the Civil War and the Indian Wars, the United States Geological Survey did not come in to investigate Yellowstone until 1871. It submitted a 500-page report to Congress, and on this day, 1872, President Grant signed the Act of Dedication to preserve more than 2 million acres of wilderness. It was the world's first national park. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Lowell, born Boston, 1917. Early poems were metrical and rhymed, but by the time his book Life Studies came out in 1959, he was writing free verse about his own life, came to be called confessional poetry. Robert Lowell, who suffered from bipolar disorder, in and out of mental institutions for a good part of his life, but he carried on steady friendships with a number of people, including the poet Elizabeth Bishop. They wrote letters back and forth for 30 years, collected and published by Ferris Strauss under the title Words in Air, the complete correspondence between Elizabeth Bishop and Robert Lowell. Two badly damaged people, both alcoholic. His manic depression, somewhat alleviated by lithium in his later years. She suffered all her life from depression, asthma, terrible allergies, arthritis. It's the birthday of the poet Richard Wilbur, New York City, 1921. Served in the infantry in World War II, fought on the front lines, but when he wrote poems about the war, he wrote about the quiet, lonely moments. Richard Wilbur, who said, "I would feel dead if I didn't have the ability periodically to put my world in order with a poem. I think to be inarticulate is a great suffering." And it's the birthday of Ralph Ellison, born Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 1914, the grandson of slaves. Wanted to be a classical composer, but when he met Langston Hughes and Richard Wright, they encouraged him to be a writer, so he did that. He was 31 years old, living on his friend's Vermont farm, recovering from a kidney infection, sitting in the barn with a typewriter, and out of nowhere he typed the sentence, "I am an invisible man." It took him 7 years to write the book, Invisible Man, came out in 1952. It was the only novel he published in his lifetime. The second, Juneteenth, came out posthumously. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins, entitled Radio. When I was a kid, I listened to the radio late at night. I tuned it low as I could and put my ear right up next to it because my dad didn't like it. He'd say, "Turn off that radio, it's after midnight." No matter how low I tuned it, he could still hear from down the hall and through two closed doors. He was tired. It had been a long day, and this was just one more thing, the final thing keeping him from the sleep, the absolute dead silence he wanted. As for me, whatever music I was listening to, some rock station way down on the border, probably 100,000 watts of pure power, has become even more faint over the years, but I can still hear it. Radio, Lewis Jenkins, from The Winter Road, published by Holy Cow Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.